Well, what about things that people use to fish with in this area? What are people
fish bait?
Yeah, what kind of bait do they use?
Well, now, you have to ask my wife about that. I don't know enough about fishing to ask. I mean, to answer.
Alice, do you like to fish?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of... Tell me something about...
Just the worms that we get about that long is all I know to fish with.
What are they called, those worms?
There's a wiggler. And there's another one, but I keep falling into that one. There's two different kinds we get here. A red one, small red one. And then there's a long one.
I don't...
Now, you know I don't remember what they're called. They're wigglers and something else. That's a two-kind
creature.
Uh-huh.
I have.
I don't fish myself.
He won't fish.
We got a partner now, and she goes to the whole long fishes, but I don't care nothing about fishing. I have fished a few times with her just to be down there and caught a few.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all go out and, you know? Boat. Boat down there. Our son-in-law's got a boat out. We haven't got no boat, but he got one of these big metal boats down there.
Oh, did
he have a motor on it?
Yes, we got one for it. He can't put it on that pond. We just got a pond down there. He goes to the Old Mahal River. He puts it over there.
Well, when he doesn't use the motor on it, what does he use?
Paddle. It's a big boat. It's as long as me or that heater over there.
Oh,
you paddle it anywhere you want to. It's a big boat. Uh-huh. Good boat, you know. It's a fiberglass. He just bought it and put it in that old pond down there. It stays there all the time. Sometimes it gets way up in water, and I'll go down and dip it out, you know, dip the water out of it, turn it up, drain it out, and wash it out. My wife uses it when she gets ready. Got to paddle.
Does anybody swim in the pond there?
No. I imagine they would if children, a lot of children, nice pond. They'd go in there and swim if they wanted to. But never. Children don't go to bathing in ponds like they used to.
They don't?
No. Go to pools now.
Children.
Used to when I was a boy, we used to. Children go to ponds, you know, go to swim. That's the only place, but now you go to pools.
It would be like a pool would be as much fun as a pond.
That's right. The children around here don't go to no ponds.
Well, when you were coming along, did you swim in a pond?
Yes. Yes. Down below our house, there was an old pond belonging to Mr. Boyd. We go down there every day. In the summer, we were swimming. This old stagnated pond, get leeches all over, all that kind of stuff.
Is there a place where you
can
dive in?
Yes, jump off. Bang, damn, you know, jump off. It'd be deep as that ceiling, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Water'd be just as pretty as there.
Did you ever go in here first?
Yes, and we can go in all kind of ways. But children nowadays, they go in the river, hook the river out your hips, some good, nice, clear stream. Go to pools, you know, one that's measured. Reedsville, Lyons by day.
Mm-hmm.
Go to them.
Who taught you how to swim?
I don't know. I never was taught. I just learned, of course, didn't learn how much, but I just.
Jump in the water and have to hold the nose.
Well, I didn't know. I don't know too much about swimming. I never. Never did try to swim too much.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like fun, though.
Never could
you
go in
a good time.
Jump in the water and let it hold my nose, you know. I couldn't jump in without that, you know. I couldn't ever do that. I'd always get strangled or something. But,
well, now talk to me a little bit about music. What kind of musical instruments do people use? Do they ever have one of these things, you know, that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Mouth organ?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they blow mouth organ back then. Mouth organ.
How they play.
Well, what about one of these? It's a steel thing?